The Florida Board of Pharmacy is reworking its rules for prescribing controlled substances.
For introduction, the Board of Pharmacy recognizes that it is important for the patients of the state of Florida to be able to fill legitimate prescriptions for controlled substances. Pharmacists may be reluctant to fill legitimate prescriptions for controlled substances due to fears of investigation or sanction by federal, state, and local regulatory agencies.
That's Allison Dudley, the board's executive director. The concern among members is that Florida's efforts combating pill mills has left some pharmacists hesitant to fill valid prescriptions. Here's Michael Jackson from the Florida Pharmacy Association.
There are a number of enforcement actions taken against several pharmacies, and it was well known. And then many pharmacies began to have fear over just fulfilling their standard duties and taking care of patients with pain. It created a situation where now these pain patients are having difficulty finding pharmacies to dispense to them.
Under the current rule, pharmacists are directed to question the legitimacy of a prescription in a number of different circumstances. Things like patients regularly losing medications or filling similar prescriptions from multiple doctors. But Dr. Jesse Lipnick says the focus needs to shift toward reasons to fill a prescription rather than reasons not to.
It's really, the cup is half full. The cup is not half empty. I think it's going to take an understanding that valid prescriptions should be filled. Right now, my impression is that pharmacists are responding to many pressures other than the validity of a prescription.
The board is still fairly early in the rulemaking process. Any proposed changes still have a number of steps to follow, including time for public comment before adoption. For WFSU News, I'm Nick Evans.